This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And extra cookies and gone home with those.
Not from an event. No, not from a game. No.
Okay. All right.
But when they've had those events at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Where they unveil the new food items. Yeah, I've taken some stuff home from those.
Ooh. How about this, Peter? I'm going to get right to this because you are a Yankees fan, and I think you've talked about this when you host shows. This is a statement from Yankees managing general partner Hal Steinbrenner regarding the alteration of the Yankees facial hair policy.
Oh.
Here we go. In recent weeks, I have spoken to a large number of former and current Yankees spanning several eras to elicit their perspectives on our long-standing facial hair and grooming policy, and I appreciate their earnest and varied feedback. These most recent conversations are an extension of ongoing internal dialogue that dates back several years. Ultimately, the final decision rests with me, and after great consideration, we will be amending our expectations to allow our players and ununiformed personnel to have well-groomed beards. Well-groomed beards moving forward. It is the appropriate time to move beyond the familiar comfort of our former policy.
So they can have beards. What about their hair length?
It doesn't say anything about hair length, so I guess that still will be a thing. The kid won't have the long hair, I guess.
I guess,
but
right.
A well-groomed beard.
Okay.
Imagine being the guy who has to tell him, hey, your beard's not groomed well enough. You got to groom that up. Is Hal going to go down there?
Peter Schwartz can do that.
Peter, yeah. What do you think, Peter?
I actually like that. I think it's a long time coming for the organization. I would like to see the Islanders do the same thing, too.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I think they may end up doing that simply because Lou Lamoriello, I think, took that from the Yankees.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, very good. I'm Sammy's such a nice guy. He probably did wrap up food for you and left it in the fridge. So I'm sure you will have your lunch tomorrow. I mean, which is just remarkable. This is an all-time Schwartzian moment.
Yes.
But can you text me at like 1:59 so I get the scoop on the name before you announce it at 2?
Yes, absolutely. I can do it for both of you guys, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is WFAN carrying this press conference at 2 o'clock? I know they like airing press conferences so they don't have to do any work.
No, we're airing it on the ENTFLA Instagram page at 2 o'clock.
Just call it ENTFLA. It's so much easier than ENTFLA. That sounds like a doctor you got to go to get like, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, ENTFLA. What's wrong with that?
I'm just looking forward to being able to tell people, hey, I'm the general manager of the whatever the name of the team is, instead of saying, oh, it's Long Island's new arena football team, or we're in the Entertainment Football Association. I would just like to be able to call myself the GM of whatever the name of the team is going to be.
Well, congratulations on bringing the Dragons back to Long Island, Peter. It's awesome. Really happy for you.
Yes.
You're too much.
All right, Peter. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Take care.
All right, that's Peter Schwartz, the GM of the Long Island Arena football team and the ENTFLA, which will probably be the Dragons. That's the GM right there.
You know, if I were those guys in the afternoon, I would carry the press conference. That you put your feet up spot right there and let Peter Schwartz take over.
You know what's crazy is I know this doesn't, the audience won't agree. I would much rather hear that press conference than Steve Cohen's or whatever else, or Pete Alonso coming back as first. It's whatever. You know what those guys are going to say. Like, Peter up there announcing this thing for the first time is a remarkable event, amazing event. I may go. Town of Oyster Bay Recreation Center. I might see you there. 2 o'clock on a Friday. Jean is apparently sick, so I don't want to go home.
What kind of, she's bad?
I don't know. It's back and forth now.
This is what happens when you go like to an aquarium in February.
Or
you
come
go
back
on a ferry and you go with like four kids. You're going to come back with some germs.
I know. It's tough. I don't know what to say. She's doing that thing like she wants it not to be the norovirus, so she's trying to say like other things like maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe it's this. And I'm like, no, it's probably the norovirus. Like, just stop. Let's lean into the thing. Let's just own it. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, own your farts. Own your puke. Let's go. It's the first part of solving a problem is recognizing there is a problem. So let's do that.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer Geo coming to you live at the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
I'm sorry. I'm going to make you a bet.
You're going to make me a bet?
Yes. I'm going to bet you, my $1,000 to your $100.
Yeah.
That the name of the New York football and flawed team is going to be the Dragons.
I can't take that bet.
Come on.
I can't take that bet.
$1,000 to $100?
If someone else wants to take the bet, they can. I believe, because, and I've been pumping this since Peter got this job, that he wants the Dragons to come back so bad that he probably wouldn't have even taken the job if they were called something else.
That's what I think. I think this whole thing about let's name the team a certain thing and have a contest was a sham.
Yeah, it's just
because he's not taking that job unless this team is called the Dragons.
Yeah, so that's it's just got to be. It has to be.
It's got to be, 100%.
Bring back the Dragons. You know, it's sort of like when the Browns left Cleveland. Like, they weren't going to name that team when they brought the Browns back anything but the Browns, right?
There it is, the New York City Arena football history. I didn't know that. The Knights, you remember them? The City Hawks, the Dragons, the Streets.
I never knew any of those teams existed other than the Dragons.
Right.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm just checking something here
on
X.
Those were three of those four AFL football teams.
You got to look at Al's X account.
Okay.
It has to do with the Yankees facial hair policy.
Jeez.
And Grock is getting so good at these things, man. I'm telling you, this is just amazing. So if you go to Al and you check it out, it's pretty good. It says, it looks like Boomer Esiason can play for the Yankees now.
Oh, Jesus, Al. You just love this thing.
You can't just search Al instead of scrolling down.
And for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, he just likes to put me in there.
Well, because it does such a good job with you.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't know Gio or me already, so you're the only one I can play around with.
Right. Okay. And it makes Al a black guy.
Yeah. I didn't even know, like, when Willie Colon was in, I didn't know who Willie Colon is.
Right.
You know, I could not grow facial hair at all like that.
Pretty good, though, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, this was a long time coming with the Yankees. I mean, it comes up every year when they go out and get somebody or someone's on the trade block that's got long hair or whatever. So they're still going to make the guys cut their hair, but they're allowed to have a well-groomed beard.
All right. Well.
Good for them. That's big. It's big in Yankee land.
Because the first thing that I noticed after you read that was I was thinking about the hair length.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like does not seem like they're going to change that.
Like, yeah, I do know that Sweet Lou Lamoriello of the Islanders does not like flow.
Does not like flow?
He's not about the flow, baby.
And hockey players love flow.
They're all about the hair.
They love having that pop out of the helmet like that.
Yes.
You know? Good-looking young men with the long hair, you know? Getting everything they can when they can. And then they get married. And they have multiple children. And then their father-in-law hates the team they play for in the country they're from. And all of a sudden, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
And by the way, I don't hate the country. Again, I don't hate Canada.
Okay.
So stop with that that narrative BS.
Sure. You don't. Yeah. Boomer doesn't hate Canada. Okay. Sure. I don't hate the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. But we're not going to need their aluminum anyway, so what do we care?
Yeah, but it is true with Al. There is nothing like it. It makes you perfect. It made OJ perfect when the two of you guys he had making dinner, which I don't think you put out, right? You didn't put that one out. But I mean, if he could make Eddie or Jerry or me or whatever, he would do it. It's just that you got to take this as a compliment. Grok AI knows you and every contour of your face. Doesn't know us. Didn't even know Willie Colon, who played in the NFL for many years and is a TV personality himself. Had no idea. It was just the merengue artist, Willie Colon, is what they
right,
were giving
this
us.
This is Grok 3 now, right?
Yeah.
And can't you, you could actually download an app that is Grok 3 separate of your X account.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does it know Christopher Mad Dog Russo? That I would be curious. And then also, does it know Mike?
I would think that they would know Chris Russo just because of ESPN, maybe Sirius. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's still very much relevant in the sports world.
He is. True. I mean, it should know Stephen A. Smith, I would imagine. Right?
Well, James Carville knows Stephen A. Smith.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that whole thing.
You don't know that? No, but you have to see that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll watch.
You have to educate yourself on that one.
Educate yourself.
It does not know Chris Russo.
Mm.
It has him as a, in one picture, a white man, in another picture, a black man.
Oh, geez. Look at that. Oh, man. Or what about Mike? If Grok knows Mike and not Chris, that would be amazing. Just pops right up. Perfect picture of Mike.
He's the best there is.
Hey, listen, you knew that Grok was going to know me and not talk. You knew that. I mean, come on. You know, I knew Elon before he was Elon.
Plus, right. Mike went over to Twitter at one point.
Yeah, he did go over to Twitter to announce.
He did.
Like, you'll never see me on there ever, ever. It's the dumbest thing in the world. I will never tweet. You'll never see. If you see somebody tweet from my name, it's not me. It's a fake because I'll never be on there. Next thing you know, he's at the Twitter headquarters launching his account.
It does not know Mike Francesa.
Oh. What type of fakakta AI is this?
I bet it knows Tiki. People at the station, it's only going to know Tiki.
Okay.
It may know Craig Carton.
I don't know. It doesn't know. If it doesn't know Dog, it's going to know Craig.
Craig was in the news for all the wrong reasons for a long time.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Give it a shot. Definitely give it a shot. I saw, speaking of Tiki, I saw Rondé in a picture playing golf with Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, and John Gruden.
Oh, man.
All those Al Dukes, Tampa Bay Bucks getting back together.
Yep, it does know Tiki Barber.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. There you go. Well, I mean.
What about Craig?
That would be a flex for him. He would love that. If it doesn't know Mike or Chris, but it knows him.
Yeah.
He would absolutely love that. When they pumped out Al as a black guy, that was just hilarious. Because it kind of looked like him, too. It kind of did. You know how we've talked about how Al kind of looks like Jason Kidd and David Fizdale?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, that's sort of what it said with Al Dukes.
It does not know Craig Carton.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, so I mean.
Yes.
So you two guys, because the professional athletes.
Go kiss ass, dude.
Go kiss ass.
Jesus.
Man, this thing's got to brush up. I mean, I feel like there's so many Google images of these people that we've talked about.
Yes.
Why doesn't it just pull from that?
And headlines and guys that are in the media.
Yeah. I'm surprised. They got a...
Yeah, it was put together by a bunch of NARPs. So...
Grok doesn't Grok yet.
Yeah, I guess not.
It's not totally Grokked out.
I can't... This is a big moment for us on the show. It's a really big moment for us. This is the last time I get to read the slam dunk promo.
Oh, really?
I have read this.
Every hour for 6 weeks.
Every hour for six full weeks I have read this. And this is the last time.
This is it?
This is it. So I better nail it. I better nail it. Because who knows? Maybe me reading this for the final time will get that winner to log in and listen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. All right, it's a feel-good Friday. I believe my wife has neurovirus. I don't know if you heard that, Jerry, but
yes. I did hear that because you're going to have a great weekend.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. So we had all these things planned. We had a happy hour with another couple tonight. Done.
Well, you could go.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
And then tomorrow is my dad's birthday. They were coming over.
That's not happening.
I'm going to cook them food. I wonder, I might be able to get out for that. If I get the mother-in-law to come over, watch the girls, as long as the girls aren't sick, maybe I could sneak out there, but. Yeah, this is
explosive diarrhea.
Yes, actually, yes. Yeah, that's happening as well.
You don't want your mother-in-law exposed. I mean, she's elderly.
The thing with the norovirus, because we are experts on this now, and I believe this is the truth because there had been doctors who had called us and everything. You can't get that norovirus from someone unless you are in contact with some of their contagious spittle or whatever, like when they're in that zone of they're contagious. So, meaning if the girls showed no symptoms and Gina were upstairs and hasn't come downstairs since, then someone can come over and they wouldn't be exposed. But the second the kid throws up and that stuff's everywhere, then bang, you can get sick. Although, it's pretty good that I threw up in this garbage pail and you guys never got sick.
That is true.
That's amazing that happened. So maybe we avoid this thing.
I hope you do.
But you know how it is when you have a house with children and this thing happens. So the first person gets it. Then 3 days later, the next person gets it. Then 3 days later, the next person gets it. And then for like 2.5 weeks, your entire house is filled with vomit.
Maybe you should take next week off.
Oh, my God. That sounds awful.
What do you think?
I can't, man.
Ugh.
If I'm throwing up, I won't come in, but... I mean, I'm going to try my best.
Yeah, because you don't need to have the runs and you're in the bathroom all morning. Ugh.
One of the great miracles of all time is how I left that day when I threw up in that garbage pail. I used your, Jedi mind trick thing.
Yes.
And I got home from here without anything coming out of me. And then the second I walked in the door, it was just like, you know. But I somehow was able to train myself. You got to get home. You got to get home. You got to get home. You got no choice. What are you going to do? You know?
Well, right, Al, that happened to you where you couldn't make it home, right?
Many years ago, yeah.
In Tampa.
Well, it wasn't norovirus. That was like something I ate. Yeah, I thought I was going to make it home. I did not.
Yeah, I did not. It sounded like a moose thing. He did not. Right? He pooped his pants. He did not make it. Oof, it's a rough spot. Everybody's got one of those stories, right?
No.
You don't have a poop your pants story?
No.
I had a poop my pants story. Yeah, for sure.
I do not.
Yeah.
Do you, Eddie?
I don't. I've had definitely thrown up in the car because there was no shoulder. Absolutely.
Right, wow. But haven't.
I haven't done that. Yeah, poop the pants story coming home from Ithaca and really thought I could make it. And it was a long drive. It was like a 5-hour drive. And I was about a mile away from home.
Oh, God.
And it just was like the body was like, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, on my story, I was going to go home, and I thought, you know what? The radio station where I worked was right up the road. I said, that way I don't have to worry about it. I'll go to the radio station.
Mm.
Walking from the radio station parking lot in, it happened.
Yeah, it's just, and there's no, like, it's happened to me that one time when it happens. It's amazing because, like, you just, it's your body working against you.
Don't look at me. I didn't do it.
I mean, it's, do like, you realize it, the lunatics we work with and the stuff that they go through on a daily basis.
See, I think, like, you're an outsider on these things. I think most people that are listening everybody's got a poop the pants story or something like that.
Well, I don't have that, but I did have, I got caught in the car Thanksgiving night and needed to use a bottle. Missed the bottle and it was all over my leg. That did happen.
Yeah.
And then I walked in. Rich Ackerman was annoyed because I was his producer.
And you smelled like pee.
I showed up late because of the traffic. And as soon as I walked in, I could see his face. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. See this? Urine.
All right, there, Chief. Didn't know you were covered in pee. That's okay, there, Chief. Should have texted me covered in urine.
Okay. It's so true.
I mean, but you guys, man, I feel bad for you guys sometimes.
Why? It's just, going through life, man. Just going through life.
I know.
I think most people in the newsroom, I guarantee Steve Apprey has got a poop your pants story.
No.
100%. He's probably got several.
Well, I could see him being in a very weird spot somewhere.
Yeah.
And not being able to control something.
Right. He might just do it for fun.
Exactly. You never know.
Sunday afternoon.
He is a character.
Yeah. All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
Can I give you context? I want to clear something up from last hour.
Okay.
So I played this stuff from CBS Sports Network, this Golazo show. So here's the context of this. There is a team called Brest FC. What's so funny?
No, it's just what's funny is we're children and a team called Brest.
We're not the ones on the set doing this stuff.
Right.
So remember, we played the stuff last hour with Kate Abdo and Micah Richards, and they were having a blast with all these Brest comments.
Yeah.
So in this, I guess this happened in November or December, where I guess he couldn't act like a mature adult.
Oh. Yes.
So she basically told him, "You're going to sit this one out.
You can't stay professional in these segments where we're talking about breasts. So we would just, production would like to ask you, are you comfortable with just staying silent whilst we...
Come on, Kat, I can do this.
Not a word, just silent.
I can't say one
invisible
thing. You can't trust me?
No, we can't.
Okay, so he would have to stay quiet. And so then the first question to the panel, I don't know who the other two guys were. This was about Brest FC again.
I'm interested, how much do you enjoy watching them? Would you pay to watch them?
I have done.
The one thing that you can say is you don't have to be big, you can be small and compete.
That's interesting.
Okay, and then the next question.
Do you think breasts could get exposed tonight?
I hope so.
These guys are having a great time.
I love these guys. The poor Micah guy is sitting there like he can't say anything.
And by the way, what league are they in? The A, B, C, or D league?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then the final question again about the game.
Do you think Barcelona could come a bit quickly for Brest tonight?
Whoa, I think it might have crossed the line.
You're trying to get me sacked.
So this is where all of this comes from.
I mean, this is amazing. This is like the inside the NBA of the soccer world.
So Andrew Bogish came over and told me these guys, if you like soccer, are better than Shaq and Barkley on the inside the NBA.
Listen, you got like several breast jokes in a row. You got me. I'm in.
CBS Sports Network. Golazo is the name of the
Golazo
show. I believe is the name of the show. Yes.
Imagine Peter announces the name of the new arena team.
Brest FC.
Two big boobs on the jersey. That's what we are. We're the breasts.
Or the boobs.
The boobs.
Oh, boy. Anyhow. Well, we started the morning with the hockey. Of course, Canada beating the U.S.
But they won 12 out of 14 in their opener, and he won that one and got a shot off. Centering pass, McDavid scores! Connor McDavid wins it for Canada!
Yep, Sean McDonough on ESPN 3-2, the final score in overtime as they win the Four Nations Tournament, the championship game. Here was Connor McDavid on ESPN, his thoughts in that OT as he got the game winner.
That was not very good all night. All that was going through my mind is just keep going. I struggled all night, but these guys played great, and We just found a way.
And one of those guys was the goalie, Jordan Binnington. He was on NHL radio. He made save after save after save in the overtime.
You don't really remember. You're in the moments, but it felt good to make some saves. And then it was just felt such a great feeling to see the boys bury it.
And they did with the McDavid goal. Here was Brady Tkachuk. Tough night because he really was hoping to get a victory.
This sucks. I thought this team deserved more. And we had chances there to finish it off. This has been my favorite hockey memories, just playing for this team.
But they come up to one game short. Connor Hellebuck had 24 saves in the loss. Binnington, by the way, 31 saves in the win for Team Canada. Tomorrow, you got an off night for the NHL, and then tomorrow's 13 or 14 games of a crazy slate of hockey. NBA-wise, the Knicks beat the Bulls in overtime 113-111 as the NBA was back from their all-star break. Karl Anthony Towns had 32 points and 18 rebounds. He says nice to return, but yeah, it took a little bit of time.
Not gonna lie, it's tough, you know, get that rhythm back, knock some of the rust off, and, you know, first game going back up and down, but we did a great job of staying in the game. I thought we did a great job actually commanding the game in the first half, playing good defense, and just let the game continue to happen and come to us, and we found ourselves getting a gritty win as a team.
He is a huge human being.
Yes, he is.
He is a big man.
The amazing thing is he moves so effortlessly.
He does.
That's the thing. I mean, he is smooth.
Here was Miles McBride. He had 23 points on the night.
I mean, we came together as a team. We wanted to come out of an all-star break and just make sure that we were setting the defensive tone first. And we came together and got the job done.
As they win to go to 37-18, Jalen Brunson, by the way, 12 assists in the game. He had 22 points as well. Big block down the stretch by Mikal Bridges to help send it to overtime. And New York winning without Josh Hart or OG Anunoby. They will be in Cleveland coming up tonight. The Cavaliers did beat the Nets 110-97. Victor Wembanyama shut down the rest of the year because of a blood clot in his right shoulder. I think I heard you say it, the facial alteration policy,
yes.
Press conference coming up at 9
o'clock. You can have a well-groomed beard.
Yes, at 11 a.m.
They're having a press conference for that.
Yes, Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman. It's literally called facial hair alteration.
Are we carrying that? Is that a foot-up spot?
I hope so. I'd love to hear.
This one, actually, I'm way more interested. Why call a press conference for this?
I don't know.
Silly.
They have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
But they still have to keep their hair short.
Well, that's what the press conference is for. Hal and Brian Cashman will talk at 11.
Oh. Shave your balls.
I'm not sure you imagine Hal Steinbrenner if someone asked him that question.
Yeah, Bruce Beck.
Will you allow your guys to shave their balls? As a part of this new policy, Brian, Al.
Oh, man. Anyhow, the Yankees did announce yesterday this 2-year extension with Aaron Boone. The Yankees play the Rays today, spring opener. Marcus Stroman, I believe, on the mound there. And you got the Mets opening up tomorrow against the Astros. What else of note here? We talked all morning about the Bobby Miller getting hit by the line drive yesterday in the Dodgers-Cubs game. Zach Martin reportedly retiring from the Cowboys after might be a Hall of Fame career. Pretty damn good.
Oh, it definitely is.
And Monmouth beat Hofstra last night in local college basketball 68-62. It's a little lengthy moment of the day. And so I went early on because you guys were talking about Trump wanting to take over Canada, make it the 51st straight. We had a state. We had the game last night. And Eddie and Boomer kind of had their differences here.
Those people are living under oppression, Eddie. You know this.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's why you have a financial advisor. So things like that, you know, you protect yourself in the future.
You weren't rooting for Canada last night because of this.
No.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't even aware that what happened until after because I went to sleep.
You were asleep. Asleep at 6:30. Yeah. How could you be asleep at 6:30?
Well, he gets up earlier than us. And
one.
You know,
I know.
It's a different situation.
I'm
a napper. It's a whole thing. Everybody's got their own deal. He's here. He's ready to go. That's all we need.
Yes, and we all know you can't believe everything you read online.
Barnacle parasite thing.
That's exactly that right.
Attaches themselves
that.
To these polar bears.
Yeah. Homer, help us get these barnacles off.
I can laugh at that. I can definitely laugh at that. That's fine.
Hearing today.
Yo, he is.
What did you do
today
to him?
I don't know.
Throwing grenades.
No, I know, but this is just the angry liberal in him. Like, you know, the rest of us are happy. So now he's just angry. What can I tell you?
Listen, man. Like, I have a feeling that when Al woke up and he asked Alexa who won the game and it said Canada, he was just like, ah, gave like one of those, ah, it stinks. When Eddie woke up and put on Scott Van Pelt and saw, he was like, oh, that's too bad. Now I know I can go after the big guy today. And he drank a cup of maple syrup and yeah. walked out of the house. And
moment of the day. Underrated yeah. line right there. Drinking a cup of maple syrup.
And also we went back to the fact that Eddie recorded that.
Oh, Boomer. Help me. Boomer, help us. Get these barnacles off.
You know, in some cases, these whales and these dolphins are coming up to the boat. And they're asking for help.
Oh, boy.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. This is a tough day for the older Yankee fan. With the facial hair policy changing and also finding out that Aaron Boone got an extension. You know, he's no Billy Martin. He got that. And now this facial hair thing with the well-groomed beard.
I don't know. I'm an Aaron Boone fan. I think that the fact that he took his team to the World Series last year, even though they lost and they were embarrassed the way they lost, I would still say that he was more than deserving of a contract extension and should not have had to go into a season as a lame duck manager.
Yeah, and it's either you let him go or you give him an extension. To have that over your head is a tough way to do business.
We remember going into last NFL season, it was Mike McCarthy who had that contract situation. This year, it will be Nick Sirianni if they don't get a deal done with him in Philadelphia.
Well, you know, much like the Yankees who won the American League, you know, you had the Eagles who won the Super Bowl, so you would expect that extension to get done. But you know, it's weird because you say, hey, they got to the World Series, so you can't fire the manager, but they also did fire Joe Girardi after a really good
season. But that was like a 10-year span, a 10-year run. Joe Torre had a 10-year run. It usually seems to be like the, you know, kind of like the extension of a manager, I guess, in Major League Baseball, the way that Brian Cashman sees it. But I think he really does like Aaron Boone. I think Aaron Boone's a good manager for them because he's willing to collaborate and not fight, you know, the analytics part of it.
Yeah.
And there is a connection. I don't care what anybody says. There's definitely a connection between him and Aaron Judge. That is a positive connection. And if your captain is happy, your best player is happy, then it's easy for the manager to be the manager, you know, with everybody else and hold everybody else accountable, especially if your best player is somebody like Aaron Judge.
I know they got a lot of new players, the Yankees, this year, but I hope that the guys that were here last year take everything that happened personally. You know, that whole Dodgers crapping on him after the World Series, the whole things that they're hearing about how, you know, the Mets take Soto away and the Mets are built more for the future. You already heard Aaron Judge respond to that, and Soto said, you know, I think that's Mets are better set up to win in the future. So, like, all those things, I hope they take personally and play with a chip on their shoulder and have an edge and just not kind of have your ho-hum Yankees season. You want to see some energy. You want to see some fight.
You know, I feel like the Paul Goldschmidt thing feels like, you know, here we got an older guy. Is he going to be able to play over 100 games? Is he going to be batting, like, 210?
Well, yeah, right. I mean, obviously. I mean, like,
what is going to be the situation? This is, again, they go down, and again, this is a cheap signing. It's not that big of a deal, and he obviously has the pedigree. But then again, you know, so have so many other players that they have brought here that have never, ever been able to live up to what they accomplished in other places.
Yeah, and I don't really get on the Yankees for bringing in some of these older veterans on short deals because they have a window with Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge at these ages where they're still at the top of their games, and it's not going to be like that forever. You know, I mean, you get Gerrit Cole. How old's Gerrit Cole now? 36? No, he's got to be younger than that. It's got to be 34, I want to say. And
34,
I know
34, nailed it.
Yeah, Gerrit Cole's 34, and Aaron Judge is 33 this season, I think. So you still got those guys.
Maybe you got about three to four more years.
Yeah, so that's why it's like, okay, you know, you bring in a veteran on a short-term contract. That's why they're talking about also Nolan Arenado at third base. They acquire him. And they could find
guys break down so much.
But you're not counting on them for 15 years like the Mets are counting on Soto, you know?
Oh, No, I know that. I don't like 15-year deals either.
Yeah.
I don't care how old a guy is. Unless he's 21, then maybe I would consider it, and you're buying out some of his years to save some money on the back end of it. That totally, I understand that. But I don't know. I'm as great as Soto is as a hitter, he is not a five-tool player.
Well,
he is not Aaron Judge. Okay, he's not Shohei Ohtani. He's not either one of those players.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely in the postseason a lot better player and hitter than Aaron Judge is. But yeah, I mean, you're right. But he's heard all that noise. He knows about it. Said he's working on his defense. We'll see. Maybe he comes at his best. Maybe he has his best defensive year ever this year. Who knows?
Well, he needs to have 15 years of his best defensive years for the money they're paying him.
Yeah.
I understand why Steve Cohen did it. I'm not disgusted that he's on the team. It's not my money. It's his money. But it's hard for me to believe, especially now with Major League Baseball and ESPN splitting up.
Yeah.
Think about what are these baseball teams actually worth?
I mean, if this is a conversation we have had many times, I don't understand how they're worth what they're worth. Some of these other teams, I mean, I get the Yankees, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Giants. I understand those, but and that's really going to hurt Major League Baseball not having that. You see what ESPN can do with that. Even today, when it's not as big as it used to be, with their promotional, everybody, you know, the tush push that they have promotionally,
yes,
they get eyeballs on things that don't normally get eyeballs. Like, for example, this Four Nations, ESPN was a big part of putting that out there.
Yeah, I mean, them TNT and, you know, obviously was too, but more ESPN because that's where people go for sports.
Yeah.
And that's why that game was on ESPN last night.
I'm telling you, if that TGL was on the Golf Channel, there wouldn't be a single person watching it. But because ESPN puts it on there and Scott Van Pelt, they're interviewing Tiger and Rory after the matches and they're, you know, they've got their whole push there.
The cross promotion, as you said, the tush push across the goal line is certainly a big advantage for them to promote anything. This is why them and Major League Baseball, I don't know what Major League Baseball is going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're going to go. But that is a, in my eyes, at least right now, is a huge loss. Forget about the money part of it for a second. Just the exposure part of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
And how many shows were just dedicated to baseball? Because they were on ESPN.
Of course. I mean, fewer as we've gone on the years, but I mean, Sunday Night Baseball. So this year, for people to know, there still will be ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. There'll be baseball on ESPN this year. It's the end of this season that the deal is done, and ESPN will not be engaging with Major League Baseball any longer. So, you know, I don't know where they go, but I mentioned this earlier, too. That was the time Gary Bettman thought he took a great deal with OLN back in the day and left ESPN. It was one of the worst decisions he could have ever made. This one, though, has been made by ESPN, not by Major League Baseball.
I just wonder if it goes back to the MLB app and with the streaming services. You know, I guess NY is done with the MLB app now. I'm just wondering if that is going to be more pronounced than more center focused around all of baseball as opposed to, you know, farming it out or receiving money from somebody else to do it. Why not just keep it in house if we can do it?